法，就是我在何烈山为以色列众人所吩咐他的律例典章。看啊，耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去，他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
Malachi chapter 4 verse 4 to 6, let's read together. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for all Israel. See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse.
Happy Father's Day.
不仅是在座的做父亲的啊，祝你父亲节快乐，做母亲的也要祝你父亲节快乐。
Not only do I greet those who are fathers with Happy Father's Day, for those who are mothers as well, I greet you Happy Father's Day.
因为没有做母亲的，你这做父亲的哪来做父亲呢？
Because without a mother, there is no father.
啊，这个 same rule applies 啊，这个母亲节也是一样的哈。
The same principle applies to Mother's Day.
啊，这是我在台湾读神学院的时候，我们宣教学的老师，我还记得他是美国过去的哈，啊，他名叫 Aaron Swanson。他说过母亲节，我们做父亲的应该一起庆祝啊，我们也有功劳啊。
I learned this when I was taking missiology class in Taiwan. The teacher emphasized that fathers should also celebrate Mother's Day.
做在我们当中，你不是做父亲的，我们也一样可以来庆祝，因为我们天上的父亲，他是我们最好的父亲。
If you are not a father, we can still celebrate Father's Day because our God is our Heavenly Father.
今年的父亲节是我第一次，我的父亲不在了。
This is the first Father's Day that I'm spending without my father.
我的父亲去年12月初的时候在台湾过世。
My father passed away last year in December in Taiwan.
我想念我的父亲。
I miss my father.
You know, 父亲教我很多很多的事情。
He has taught me so many things.
我一次看到一幅画册是法国后期印象派的画家叫 Monet 他的画。
Once I saw a painting by the painter Monet.
他画很多画，其中一大堆乡村的那个麦草堆、麦草垛堆起来了。我说这算什么？我爸爸堆的比你还好。
He drew a lot of the village life, the corn stalks, and I thought, oh, my father could do a better job doing this.
有人说我很会游泳，其实是我父亲教的。
Some of you may know that I am a good swimmer, and that was taught to me by my father.
我父亲教我非常多的事情。
Indeed, my father taught me many, many things.
我们都有父亲。
We all have fathers.
所以我们感谢主，今天早上我们一起来思想这个过父亲节思想的时候，我们从马拉基书一起来看。
So we praise the Lord that today during Father's Day we can meditate upon His scriptures, especially the passage that we just read.
我要从三方面，我们一起来，请我们大家一起来思想。第一个，我们来体贴天父的心。
We would like us to think about this passage in three different ways. The first is to draw close to the heart of our Heavenly Father.
然后我们花多一点时间来看到父亲要转向儿女。
Secondly, we will look at how the fathers should turn the hearts to the children.
最后我们来思想我们做儿女的也应该转向转回父亲。
And lastly, how the hearts of the children should be turned to the father.
马拉基书把天父的心刻画得很清楚。
The book of Malachi has given us very clearly the heart of our Heavenly Father.
这位天上的父亲，他真是伤透了他的心，因为以色列人，他的儿女们啊，非常不尊崇他。
Because of the iniquities and transgressions of the Israelites, they have hurt the heart of our Heavenly Father.
马拉基书第一章第二节说，耶和华说，耶和华说，我曾爱你们。
In chapter 1, verse 2, God says, I have loved you.
六节，第一章六节说，藐视我们的祭司啊，万军之耶和华对你们说，儿子尊敬父亲，仆人尊敬主人，我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？
And in verse 6, God says, a son honors his father and a servant his master. If I am a father, where is the honor due me? If I am a master, where is the respect due me?
为什么都帮我翻出来了，我既为主人，敬畏的我的在哪里呢？
And it is you, O priests, who show contempt for my name.
二章十节。
And in chapter 2, verse 10.
这个是先知的话。
It's the words of the prophet.
我们岂不都是一位父吗？
Have we not all one father?
这个是我们有一位父亲的意思了，我们就是我们的父，就是天父。岂不是一位神所造的吗？
Did not one God create us?
我们个人怎么以诡诈来带弟兄，背弃了神与我们列祖所立的约呢？
Why do we profane the covenant of our fathers by breaking faith with one another?
到了第三章第四章的时候，就有提到转向的。
And in chapters 3 and 4, the prophet starts turning our hearts towards God.
第七节，万军之耶和华说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守，现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
In chapter 3 verse 7 it says, Ever since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty.
第八节说，人岂可夺神的物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物。
In verse 8, Will a man rob God?Yet you robbed me.
当天父表示爱的时候，以色列人顶撞说，你在什么事情上爱我们呢？这是一章二节的后下半段。以色列人居然顶撞说，你在何事上爱我们呢？
And yet the Israelites responded when God says, I have loved you. They said, how have you loved us?
到了第七节，这个第六节，就当天父要求我们像对父亲这样尊重的时候，
And when God asked us to respect him,
and 宗教的领袖们却居然回应说，我们在什么事上藐视你们呢？
God says, the priests show contempt for me, and yet the priest says, how have we shown contempt for you?
接着下来二章那地方就说，上帝指责在以色列人当中，这个做丈夫的有淫乱，背弃少年所娶的妻，上帝也不供纳他们的供物的时候，他们说这是为什么呢？
And when God accused them for forgetting the love of their wives, they responded by saying, "We have not done so."
到了第七，刚刚读了第三章第七节那里，当天父指着他们。归欠他们一定要转向归回的时候，他们说我们怎样才算归回呢？
And when God asked them to return to him, the people says, how are we to return?
这后面第三章后面说，你们没有将当纳的十分之一奉献的时候，他们居然可以装傻说，我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？我们没有啊。
And when God accused them for robbing himfor not giving their proper tithes, they actually respond by pretending to not understand, saying, how have we robbed you?
然后到了第四章，我们刚刚所读的那段经文，第五节说，四章五节说，看啊，耶和华大而可畏的日子未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。
And so we come to the verse that we read today, See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day.
第六节说，他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers.
免得我来咒诅遍地。
or else I will come and strike the land with a curse.
上帝在我们身上实在是有恩典。
Our God is gracious to us.
多次多方的，以前在古时小于列祖，如今在末世透过他儿子小于我们。
In the past, he revealed his will to us through his prophets, but in the present, he reveals himself to us through his Son.
耶稣基督在世上的时候，活出与他父亲父子之间的爱，成为我们的榜样。
When Jesus was on earth, he showed us the true love between Father and Son.
先知最后提到说，在耶和华大而可畏的日子未来以前呢，他给我们很多的机会。
And the prophet says, before the dreadful day of the Lord comes, he has given us many opportunities and chances.
这里所提的差遣，这个以利亚很可能解释就是施洗约翰，等施洗约翰引荐进来，就耶稣基督，叫我们的心可以转向天父，免得遭到最后的毁灭。
Here the prophet says, I will send you Elijah before that day, and many have interpreted that John the Baptist is that Elijah, and that he brought to us the Son Jesus Christ.
我不知道我们当中有没有看过一部电影，就是 Robert Redford 导的一部电影，这个电影叫做 A River Runs Through It。
There's a movie directed by Robert Redford called A River Runs Through It.
台湾的翻译叫做《大河恋》。
In Taiwan, they interpret that into Chinese, saying the love by the Great River.
好像香港跟中国大陆了哈，翻译的我也很喜欢，叫《川流岁月》。
In Hong Kong and China, they changed that title to The River and Time.
我建议各位可以去租图书馆或哪里去租的 DVD 来看。
I strongly recommend that you watch this movie.
可能当中很喜欢 Brad Pitt 啊，我告诉各位啊，这是他导的，他演的第一个出名的，就是因为他出名的。
For those of you who like Brad Pitt,this is the movie that made him famous.
在这个电影里头是描述一个父亲是乡村在 Montana 乡村教会的一个牧师，他怎样教导他两个儿子。
It describes a young father in the countryside of Montana. He is a pastor and he has two sons.
因为电影拍得太漂亮了，那个风景太漂亮了，台湾的那些宣传的那个这个广告里头有点误导作用。
The scenery depicted in the picture is very beautiful, but I think the description in the Taiwanese media may have over-exaggerated.
广告只说这一部令人耳目一新的河川环境保护员电影。
They say this is a movie that cleanses your ears and hearts and teaches about nature and ecologically protection.
事实上当然有了，不过内容 不是以这个主题。
Well, it might have touched on some of these themes, but that's not the major theme of the movie.
这一个两个儿子，这个是电影，是一个大儿子他的一生的回溯的时候，倒叙这样的方法来拍的。
The movie is shown through the description of the memories of the older son.
这个孩子叫 Norman McLean.
His name is Norman.
他的弟弟就是 Brad Pitt 演的叫 Paul McLean.
His brother, the younger brother who's acted by Brad Pitt is by the name of Paul.
这个大儿子什么都照父亲所说的，努力的做功课，各方面都学习，连他们常父子三个人去钓鱼的那个钓鱼的方式，他这个从父亲就学到了。
Norman did everything according to the will of the father, including how to fish, how to study, everything.
果然，他最后得到芝加哥大学的一个文学教授教书的职位，他非常兴奋，一家人很开心。
In the end, he got this teaching job at the University of Chicago, and the whole family was happy for him.
这个老二就不一样，非常叛逆。
But the younger one is not so. He is very rebellious.
连父亲教他们那个所谓 fly fishing 啊，就是啊，这个在河里头去钓鱼的方式，他都不学，他自己创自己的。
He did not follow the example of his father when he taught them how to fly fish. He wanted to create his own technique.
啊，他技术好到一个他爸爸哥哥都甘拜下风。
But then he was so good at it that his father and his older brother said, "You are better."
这位自小就叛逆成性的儿子，心中有一种自我成就的一个强大的 driving force 驱力。
There's a strong driving force in this younger son to achieve on his own.
他从小就早上父母亲给他吃了这个 oatmeal， 他就拒绝吃了。
From very young, he refused to eat the oatmeal prepared by his parents for him.
我有没有我们当中你的小孩拒绝吃 oatmeal 的？可能也有。
Perhaps there are some of you whose children refuse to eat oatmeal in the morning.
自我成就的驱力，失去了，如果失去人生的方向的时候，就很危险。
But it can be very dangerous when you're trying to achieve self-fulfillment if you have lost the direction in life.
很有可能成为自我毁灭的一个动力。
This drive could become a force that self-destructs.
果然，老大按规矩也有了很好的工作，老二却是在赌博跟酗酒当中呢，就沉沦下去。
Indeed, the older brother was successful in having a good career, but the younger one was bound by alcoholism and gambling.
我比较让我心里很受触动的是，他这老二死掉以后，这个有时候父亲跟大儿子在谈这个弟弟的事。
What really touched me was when this younger son actually passed away.What the father and the older son talked about when they mentioned this younger son.
这个父亲以为这个哥哥很知道很了解这个弟弟，这个哥哥以为爸爸很了解这个弟弟，其实不然。
They both thought that the older son thought that the father understood the younger son, and the father thought that the older son understood the younger son, but actually they did not understand him at all.
除了知道这个小儿子或者这个弟弟是个天生的好手，是 fly fishing 的好手以外，其他一无所知。
Other than the fact that he was a good fly fisherman, they really didn't know much about this man.
这个爸爸跟哥哥都深深的懊悔，没有办法帮助这个弟弟脱离困境，酗酒跟赌博的困境。
They were very regretful that they could not be more of a helping hand to this young man to combat his alcoholism and his tendency to gamble.
老父亲对儿子说，那个时候你太年轻，你帮不上忙。
The elderly father spoke to the older son and says, "During that time, you were too young to help your brother."
而我呢，我太老了，我无从帮助。
And I'm too old to be of any assistance.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们当中做父母亲的，你的孩子一定个性都不一样，说不定有的很悖逆，有的很听话。
Those of us who are parents, you have children with different personalities. Perhaps some of them are very rebellious, and some of them are very obedient.
我认为这个 Pastor McLean 是一个应该算是还是称职的父亲了，也是让我们很尊敬。可是他都有这个感触，何况我们呢？
And this father in the movie is someone that we can respect, and so it gives us an example. How are we to deal with our children?
所谓的帮助到底是什么才算帮助？
What does it mean to help our children?
你给他钱，或者他要吃什么东西的时候，你都给他，这算帮助吗？当然是。
Of course, when they have need, you feed them or give them monetary support.But is that true help?
真正的帮助是把我的自己的一部分，可能还绝大的部分，给予某一个人，那个才是真帮助。你比给的东西还更重要。
Perhaps the more important thing is how much of yourself have you given to your children.
所以让我们进到第二点，就讲到这个怎样父亲怎样的心转向儿女。
So let us now move to the second point.How shall we turn the hearts of the fathers to the children?
有人把功能不是很健全的父亲把它分成四类。
For those who are not perfect fathers, they have categorized them into four different kinds.
第一类是唯权威型的，就是权威主义的父亲。
The first kind is the authoritative father figure.
这样的父亲在外用台湾话说，辛勤辛苦的打拼，很辛苦的工作，是非常辛苦。
Yes, they may have been struggling very hard in the society.
那么回到家，要家人都听他的话。
So when they return home, they are the king of the castle.
连猫狗如果不听也要踢。
Even the cats and dogs have to obey.
很多时候这个做母亲的做妻子的就比较委屈，叫孩子怎么不要说话，不要说话，不要吵爸爸，他工作那么辛苦。
And the mother may be teaching the children, try not to disturb dad. He has worked very hard.
你们听说在家里如果父亲还没有坐上饭桌，孩子不可以拿菜的。
In these families, if the father has not sit at the table, none of the children can touch any of the dishes.
要父亲夹第一道菜以后，家里其他人才能够夹。哇，这个太权威了。
The father has to be the first one to take the first piece of food.
这样为权威型的，常常对孩子造成伤害。
This kind of father figure hurts their children.
因为如果家人包括妻子儿女如果不听他的话，就认为是挑战我的权威了。
Because if the wife or the children disagrees with this person, he would felt that his authority is being challenged.
我的地位不容动摇。
My position cannot be moved.
特别是常常做父亲的一生气起来，有时候对孩子说，这是我的家，你住在我赚来的房子这屋檐底下。
And when the temper of this father flares up, he typically will say, "You are living in this house under my mercy."
你只要住在这里，你就得听我的。
If you live in this house, you have to obey me.
你将来有本事，你怎么出去，那是你的事。
If you have the talent, you can leave and make your own living.
你要做什么，我也不管你。
And whatever you do, I will not care.
只要你住这里，你要得听我的。
But as long as you are living under my roof, you have to obey me.
各位弟兄姊妹，像这样的环境长大的，权威型父亲底下的影响下的孩子，他巴不得现在就出去。
The children that grows up in this type of family longs to leave this family.
各位弟兄姊妹，权威不是来强迫来的。是要 earn 来的，是赚来的，是以身作则去赚来的。
Authority comes by earning it.
有时候我也这个，我们多少都会有这种情况啊。我自己也是非常惭愧，我也不是称职的父亲。
I admit, many of us can fall into this category now and then.
我的孩子如果跟我说，爸爸，你如果对对我要求的样子，要求你自己，你自己看着办啊。
My daughters could respond to me, Dad, if you ask of yourself as much as you ask of us, let's see whether you can achieve that.
我没有说他们有这样对我说话。
I'm not saying that they have said that to me.
第二类型的是为批判型，老是都批判批评。
The second category is the father that criticizes everything.
这个有时候我们都不能相信，我们说话，你这录下来的话，你等一下再听哈，怎么这么尖酸刻薄呢？
Sometimes we fall into this without even realizing it. I wish sometimes we can record the things that we've said, and when you listen back, you will not recognize yourself.
各位做父亲的，我们时常把那些负面的字句，哇，这个毫不吝惜哈，就往孩子身上倒。
Dear fathers, have we poured negativism towards our children?
我们华人的背景是常常是这样的，不要太称赞孩子。
Perhaps this is part of the Chinese culture. Do not overly praise your children.
那时候把他宠坏,那怎么办?所以不要这样说,最好称赞的话,一句话都不说。
So the extreme will become not to praise at all under the danger that they may become overly proud or spoiled.
我记得温瑟上回讲到的时候也提到一个,如果孩子很多的B,A这个B,做父母亲的只看,你为什么这个也是B?为什么这个是B,为什么不是A?
For a typical father, a Chinese father, if you've gotten many A's, but you came home with a B, the question always is, why wasn't this an A?
看你的分数,你到底偷懒是天生就笨呢?
Are you naturally dumb?
我在教各位在座的做孩子,你可以回答说,我是天生就笨,因为我是你的孩子。
Of course, if the children were really smart, they would say, yes, I was born dumb because I inherited your genes.
像你这种人,以后你要靠什么,你要吃什么?
And the father might say, if you're like this, how can you earn a living?
有时候跟Ejazuri下去的话,就那个假设,就下去的结论就是说,你现在不好好用功,以后你只能这个讨饭,或者是以后只能偷东西,那偷东西一定会下监牢,以后只有吃牢饭的份。
So the logical deduction from all this is that in the end, you will become a beggar or a thief, and then you will get caught, and all you can do is to eat the meals provided in prison.
我不晓得在你的我们的儿女当中怎么看他们的父母亲。我这里有几张图给各位看。I'd
like to show you some cartoons.
我爸爸要我以后做总统。 又要做科学家,还要做艺术家。My
father wants me to become the president. He wants me to be a scientist or an artist.
那你自己又想要做什么呢?
So his friend says, well, what do you want to be?
想一想吧。有了,答案就这个。我希望以后做爸爸,我爸爸权力实在太大了。
I want to become a father because the father has the most power.
还有第二张图, 这是不是常常发生在你家里呢?
Is this one going to happen in your house?
Hey, 警察伯伯吗? 我要报案。
911, I want to report a crime.
明天我家可能发生凶杀案哦。
There may be a murder committed in my house tomorrow.
Oh, 为什么是明天呢?
Oh, you ask why is it tomorrow?
Oh, 因为明天是我发成绩单的日子。
Because tomorrow I'll be getting my report card.
我这里有一张,写的是很多,历史是很多啦,但是我把它summarize一下。这是一个叫 Dorothy Law Knott, 他写的几行字。
I'd like to share with you some of the words written by a lady called Dorothy Law Knott.
第一个说,批评中长大的孩子,他会定罪别人。
If children live with criticism, they learn to condemn.
如果是在嘲笑中长大的孩子,他个性就非常的羞耻。
If children live with ridicule, they learn to feel shy.
如果在羞耻当中长大的孩子, 他常常怀有罪疚感。
If children live with shame, they learn to feel guilty.
但是如果孩子在鼓励当中长大, 他会有自信心的。
On the other hand, if children live with encouragement, they learn to be confident.
在称赞当中长大的孩子, 他懂得去欣赏。
If children live with praise, they learn appreciation.
在接纳当中,从父母亲得到接纳的长大的孩子,他懂得去爱人。
If children live with acceptance, they learn to love.
第三种类型的是推卸责任的。
The third type of fathers shy away from responsibility.
他好像糯米团一样,软软的。
He is like jello.
Jeremy Rice. 什么都提不起劲。
No energy.
也不负责任。
No sense of responsibility.
也没有义务观念来教养子女。
There's no sense that I need to teach my children.
什么都推给母亲。
Everything belongs to mom.
他没有什么要问的问题，家里大事小事都是妈妈决定，小事情通都不管啊，从来都小事情啊，这个是，所以他都不管。
He only takes care of the big things, but there's no big things happening in his life.
这样的父亲，有人说又像雕像啊，在客厅里头一动也不动的雕像。
He is like a sculpture, just sits there doing nothing.
哎，说也奇怪，如果你扫地的话，子女扫地扫到他脚会翘起来哈。
Except that if you're sweeping the floor, the legs will lift up automatically.
最后一种
，the last kind
是缺席型的父亲，缺席 absent，
is the absentee father。
跟上一个所谓啊、这个刚刚说了推卸责任的话，他推卸责任是身在心不在，这个缺席型了，连心不在，身也不在。
The third kind that shies away from responsibility may be present in the house physically, but not mentally. The last kind is not present at all.
常常早上天黑就出门，摸黑才回来。
Perhaps leaving by the crack of dawn doesn't come back until deep in the night.
都不晓得孩子怎么长大了。
Have no understanding how his children grew.
等到孩子长大的时候，有一天说：“哎，你是谁啊？都不认得你。”
One day they may meet each other and say, "Who are you?"
我是你儿子啊。
I'm your son.
我知道你以前，你声音怎么变成那个母鸭在叫的声音了？应该叫变声嘛，对不对
？I remember you as a small duckling. The sound hasn't changed.
请问你的孩子毕业典礼的时候，你太忙没有去参加吗？
Were you there at your son's or daughter's graduation ceremony?
Yeah. 他很多的第一次，你都去参与吗？
Many of their first achievements, were you there to celebrate with them?
啊，他在学校有很好的表演的时候，哦，我教会祷告会，我一定要参加祷告，我不能去那，我怎么可以不属灵呢？
This is a pastor's response, huh? The son or daughter has a performance at school. I cannot attend because I have to go to prayer meeting.
我们教会的牧师没有这样规定我们的弟兄姐妹啊。甚至有没有人当中，你妻子生了你的孩子的时候，你也不在场。
Perhaps some of us were not even present when your wife gave birth.
我不是说你一定要在产房看着他这样生出来，不见得有一些医院准你哈。可至少你在医院里头，在门的外头。
I'm not saying you have to be present physically at the birthing room, but at least be in the hospital.
我们太容易成为缺席型的父亲了。
It's too easy for us to become an absent father.
我们的孩子从一出生就朝着独立的那个方向走。
Ever since their birth, your children is marching towards independence.
在这个独立的日子还没到来之前呢，我们陪伴他们，与他同行，倾听他们的难处。
Before they fully become independent, we should be there to be their companion, to listen to them.
在这方面，我们一起来祷告，求主，如果失去的岁月能够补你回来，在座的父亲们，赶紧吧。
Let us pray to God to help us to take hold of the remaining time that we have with our children.
第三，今天的分信息的第三部分是我们做儿女的心要转向父亲。
Lastly, how the heart of the children should be turned to the father.
你的父亲很辛苦，要常常体谅他。
Your father is working very hard, so you should be more considerate of him.
有时候你的一通电话或者一个安慰的话都能够让父亲很开心的。
Sometimes a few words of encouragement or comfort will make a big difference in the life of your father.
当然台湾的父亲节不是美国的父亲节，但是既然在这里，你如果今天还没有打电话回台湾或回中国的话，赶紧打电话跟父亲说父亲节快乐，我美国的父亲节你快乐。
Let me encourage you to call home, whether it be Hong Kong, Taiwan or China, and wish your father a happy American Father's Day.
儿女的心怎么转向父亲呢？第一，我们要听从父母，而且在主里听从。
How do we turn the hearts of the children to the fathers? We have to be obedient within the will of God.
我们的孩子如果没有在家里好好学习听从，那以后就让外面人来教他了。
If the children do not learn to obey their parents, they will receive their teachings from the outside world.
那个时候就比较辛苦。
And that will be a difficult task to bring them back.
有一个故事说一个才八九岁的小男孩呢，非常的悖逆，非常的叛逆。
There's the story about this young eight-year-old boy who's very rebellious.
你跟他动，像说东，他一定往西，一定攻西；他跟他说西，一定往东。
He will do exactly the opposite of what you ask him to do.
有一天他跟他说要好，一直说要好好刷牙，他就不刷牙，就蛀牙了。
He was told to brush his teeth, and of course he refused, so he got a cavity.
就痛得不得了，那父母亲就带他去牙医诊所去了。
Since his teeth was hurting him so much, the parents took him to a dentist's office.
我对我们当中的所有的牙医师我都非常尊敬啊，我觉得很了不起。
I really have respect for those who are dentists.
特别是我相信你们都有学到怎么 deal with 这个 children 了。我想特别，你我们当中的那个儿童主学的老师一定可以 recruit 他们，一定是最好的那个儿童主学的老师。
If you know of a dentist that is good with children, recruit them to teach children Sunday school.
我只知道一位在台湾一个好朋友，他是牙医师。你到他的地方一坐下去，你就知道这个是很好的，这个、很好的基督徒的牙医师。
Indeed, I have a friend who's a dentist in Taiwan. If you go in and just sit down in the chair, you will know right away he's a Christian.
因为他我坐在那个椅子上面呢，墙壁上就一幅的圣经的画，诗篇上的画。你要大大张口，我就给你充满。
You sit on the chair and you see this poster. Open your mouth and I will fill you.
这位悖逆的八角岁男孩到那边去，这个牙医师没有办法跟他说你要大大张口，没有办法，就是不听。
But when this rebellious boy came to the dentist's office, he refused to open his mouth.
要他坐在椅子上，就是不肯。
You ask him to sit in the chair, he refused to do so.
通常这种情况就把那个 appointment 哈，就把它挪到一天的最后，就跟你耗，跟你磨吧。
For this kind of children, you have to give him the last appointment of the day and see who can last longer.
磨到已经半夜了，孩子还不肯上。
This took place till almost midnight, and the children still refused to cooperate.
我不晓得他怎么来学的。那个孩子说：“你如果再要求我的话，我就把我的上衣脱掉。”
And the child says, "If you continue to harass me, I'm going to take off my shirt."
医生说笑笑你就脱吧你就脱吧，那这真的就脱了。
And so the dentist says go ahead, and so he took off his shirt.
你再要我再做的时候我把 连裤子都脱光你就脱吧。
If you continue to ask me to do this, I'll take off my pants. So the dentist says go ahead.
最后孩子就是降服了，乖乖的让牙医师好好把那个蛀牙的地方把它解决了。
Finally, the child gave way, and they took care of the cavity.
已经半夜差不多两三点了，父母亲就过来了，把孩子接回去了。
It's like 2 or 3 a.m. The parents came to bring the child back.
不，医生说你领回去，但是孩子的衣服了，我要留着，明天再来拿。
The dentist says you can bring the child back, but I will keep his clothes until the next day.
第二天这个父亲来拿孩子的衣服的时候，对这个牙医师简直佩服得五体投地，你怎么有办法呢？
So the father came in the next day, and he indeed says to the dentist, how do you do it?
我想在我们教会里头，我们的成人那个儿童主日的老师，每个人都有这个办法，对不对？我们放心的把你，如果你的孩子觉得您认为他很别扭，放心，交给这个教会，我们的老师们有办法的哈，不用把衣服脱光。
In fact, I think most the children's Sunday school teachers have also their ways with children. So you do not have to worry. Bring your kids. I promise you, we won't make them take off their clothes.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们做儿女的要学习顺从，但是怎么顺从？首先来顺从我们天父。
How are we as children to obey our fathers? The first thing to learn is to obey our heavenly father.
我们在这里特别提到，我们当中不见得有做父亲的，也许你还没有机会做父亲，也许你的父亲也过世了，让我们在教会里头，这些长辈就是我们的父亲，况且我们有在天上的天父，他来看顾我们，我们要遵从他，听从他。
Perhaps you are not a father yourself, or perhaps your father has passed away. Let us appreciate the fact that there are many elderly here that could be a father figure to you. And of course, we have our Heavenly Father.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，赐给我们今天的恩典。
Father, we thank you for your grace of today.
我们都有父亲。
That we all have fathers.
不管我们的父亲以往怎么待我们，我们要谢谢主赐给我们肉身的父亲。
No matter how our fathers have treated us in the past, we still thank you for our earthly fathers.
我特别为我们在座做父亲的来祷告。
Pray especially for those who are fathers.
求主教导我们怎样照你的教训来教养我们的儿女。
Help us to teach our children your ways.
感谢祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray and praise in the name of our Holy Lord, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.